The brief for this project was to design a temporary pavilion as part of the Festival of Britain, set to take place in 2022 on Brighton Seafront. The concept of the festival is to collaborate the celebration of Britishness and sustainable design. The festival is to be constructed over 2 years and is located between Regency Square and the West Pier structure in the sea. The unique pavilions will be connected by purpose-built temporary infrastructure, allowing the public to access over the sea and roam around the festival layout, with many pavilions showcasing different activities, experiences and themes. The festival will provide a diverse understanding of Britain in celebration of its history and its future. My pavilion was aiming to provide the user with an educational experience, highlighting the achievements of British construction whilst acknowledging the environmental impact of the traditional methods. The workshop pavilion is divided into a series of spaces which take the users on a journey of understanding the impacts and history of making and building replicated materials and traditional engineered construction components. As the timeline of the festival progresses, the pavilion will move from the beach to the West Pier, whilst laying down a permanent bridging connection between the pier and the coast to once again provide permanent access for the public whilst showcasing intuitive and innovative British construction. The foundations of the West Pier became the primary influence for my pavilion concept. The 19th century cast iron piles, which are screwed into the seabed, connected together to form a supporting accessible structure above the sea. With the research and history in mind, my pavilion has developed into a sustainable materials and metal casting workshop for the users to learn the trade and experience the build. With my initial design development, I was focusing on a pavilion which was split into 5 or 6 separate spaces in a line that were constructed on top of a floating pontoon so that it would raise and lower with the tide. The scale of the pavilion was particularly ambitious, so I began to redesign, reconfigure, and reduce the size of the pavilion. My initial influences were informed by marinas, harbours, and floating supporting structures that adapt with the tide. In order to alter my concept, I looked into existing temporary structures that are used at sea, which could move freely but remain locked in a position. This is when I came across the jack-up barge, a floating platform with 4 large columns that hydraulically lift and push into the seabed to float or stay in one position. This became my site and constraints to design within. Moving into the functional spaces, within the design of the workshop, I have considered local Sussex resources such as scrap material collection centres and metalwork foundries, which became key parts of the project. The centre point of the pavilion has depicted the structure of a Victorian gasometer, one of which is located in Kent Town of Brighton, but also situated across London and the rest of the UK. I have redeveloped this into my design so that the cylindrical structure works as an engineered capspan wheel. This was the traditional method to installing the screw piles into the seabed. The columns are loaded into position vertically and then screwed into the middle of the pavilion and hydraulically forced into the sea. The design of each space began to form around the centering structure to create a focal point on the action and utilize the space on the jack-up barge. The pavilion separates the working activity to the viewing or preparation areas by elevating around the ring and progressing towards the final stages of the cast iron columns. As you enter the pavilion across the bridge, you are welcomed by an abundance of iron columns, each supporting and suspending the prefabricated spaces. On the ground floor, the users walk around the pavilion counterclockwise, beginning at the reception and continuing into the industrial and sustainable history exhibit as an introduction to the experience. Before visiting the first workshop, in groups of 4 to 6, the users will be guided by professionals to the third space, This is where they must undertake a practical and educational induction and be provided with the necessary protective equipment and safety instructions. As you elevate to each space, the users take part in woodwork for building the bridging wooden slats, followed by the biomaterials workshop in which they will manufacture ecologically made components. Once the groups complete these stages, they will pass through the metal sorting and crushing unit, which extends into the metal casting workshop. This space is home to the industrial foundry equipment, lifting hoists and pulley systems, which together form the main attraction and purpose of this site, the manufacturing of the cast iron columns. To summarise, by taking this tour, users will be introduced and be able to take on an active part in the manufacturing of innovative materials and methods here on the West Pier, by helping to bridge the gap not only between the pier and the workshop, but also bridging the gap between the past and the future. At the end of the festival, the jack-up barge will be shipped away, and the pavilion will be separated and relocated around Brighton, providing the city with functioning educational spaces and leaving the seafront with a permanent, publicly accessible connection to the West Pier once again.